Well, welcome to Redeem the Commute. It's Friday, so we take time today to pray and reflect on our topic. And this week we've been looking at the topic of our needs and their relationship with prayer. And Jesus taught us that prayer to our Father isn't a way to manipulate God, but rather a way to try to align ourselves to God's will. Even if that takes persistence and confidence, the aim is to align ourselves with God's will and God's plans for us. Give us what we need, not necessarily all our wants and wildest fantasies, but rather to give us what we need in this life. So we're going to take some time to pray. We'll move through our usual structure of adoration, telling God who He is and why we like Him, to confession, to thanksgiving, and then to supplication, asking for something. So I'm going to invite you to take a moment to pause and just kind of prepare yourself, maybe a little bit of quiet if you can, as we prepare to pray. Well, we begin with adoration. In this case, we're looking at God as our Father, and that means a lot of things. I invite you to take a moment to tell God who He is, how He is Father-like in your mind. That would be the best Father, not necessarily the one you had, but rather the ideal Father that they're all supposed to be patterned against. So take some time to tell God a bit about His qualities as the perfect Father. Well, now we confess that in the past we've tried to maybe use God before, manipulate God with our prayers, thinking He has to do what we say, as long as we pray it in a certain way. Or we ask for more than we need. We ask for wants as if they're needs. And so take some time to confess to God those times that that's happened, and to say sorry. Now take some time to give thanks that God knows us better and gives us what we need. He knows our every need. Like a good Father, He wants to help us with it. And then finally, supplication. Ask that God's will would be done in your life. That you'd be transformed and changed to seek God's will first. God, these things aren't easy to do. We so often like to be in charge in our lives, and we have trouble relying on Your will. We'd rather use You, manipulate You. But we thank You that You are our Creator. You are like our ideal Father. We pray that You would transform us through Your Holy Spirit to seek Your will first. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's it for this week. Join us next week as we continue in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. We're coming near the end. Saturday is a great day to take some rest. And then Sunday is a day for community, and we're going to be starting a new Christian community, a church, in Ajax in Durham region, just east of Toronto. We'd love to hear from you if you want to know more about what we're starting and how you can be part of it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Bye for now.